Now that you have a complete list of tasks, which you have assessed against the various elements of your daily working environment and the risks that you foresee may influence your project, you are now ready to document your plan. The most straightforward way to do this is to draw up a time plan. Simply draw up a table listing the project activities, objectives, sub-objectives and tasks down the first column. Subsequent columns show time passing in either days, weeks or months, etc., depending upon the level of detail you wish to see of the total duration of your project. You can then shade in the duration of each task. Some tasks can be implemented concurrently, and others will have relationships or dependencies with others. You can show these dependencies by drawing lines to show that they are connected. Once you have accurately plotted each task based on its individual duration and its dependencies, you will clearly see how long the whole project will take to complete. You can also note on each task the initials of the person doing the task, or alternatively create a separate column to show names, etc. You can also shade tasks in a different colour to show that they are complete, and also if they are overdue, so that this can be clearly seen and addressed. Project plans can be documented in Word tables, Excel spreadsheets, or on wall planners, for example. The best thing is to make it as straightforward as possible and as easy to update as possible. Remember, your original project plan is in a way already out of date once the actual implementation of tasks begins. Unless, of course, every single task is completed exactly as was planned, which, by the way, is what in project management language we would call a miracle. So, keep a record of the original plan, and then begin to update it on a regular basis to show the true and current picture. At the end of the project, having a before and after version of your plan is a great vehicle to undertake your project review and lessons learnt exercise, so that you can improve and do even better next time.